今日宣读经文是取自于个马可福音第十四章廿七至三十一节，同埋约翰福音嘅廿一章十五至十九节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the Gospels of Mark, chapter 14, verses 27 to 31, and John, chapter 21, verses 15 through 19.
我哋用广东话先就读，然之后英文一齐读出。耶稣对他们说：你们要都要跌倒了，因为经上记载说：我要击打牧人，羊就分散了。但我复活以后，要在你们以先往加利利去。彼得说：众人虽然跌倒，我总不能。耶稣对他说：我实在告诉你，就是今天夜里鸡叫两片以先，你要三次不认我。彼得却极力的说：我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。众门徒都是这样说。他们吃了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深么？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说：我饲养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说：主啊，你是我，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你饲养我的羊。我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，叫人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。耶稣说了这话，是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说：你跟从我吧。
And Jesus said to them, you will all fall away, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee. Peter said to him, even though they all fall away, I will not. And Jesus said to him, truly, I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. But he said emphatically, if I must die with you, I will not deny you. And they all said the same. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord. You know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. He said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands. And another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go. This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, follow me.
今日题目是话系正道，题目系耶稣复活的能力第二讲。
Today, Reverend Wilson Chang's title of the message, The Present Power of Jesus' Resurrection, Part 2.
We saw last time the resurrection isn't supposed to just change history, it's supposed to change you and me.
上个礼拜我睇到就话复活嘅能力唔单止系话真系只系改变咗个历史，而系真系改变咗你同我。
And so the question we need to answer is this: how do we meet and encounter the risen Christ the way Peter eventually did at the Sea of Galilee?
所以今日嘅题目就系话我点样好似彼得一样喺个加利利海当中，就系话我点可能够预见相见呢个复活嘅耶稣基督咧？
Of course, Peter met the risen Christ visibly and audibly.
当然，好似彼得咁样，佢从前嘅戏有听到或者亲耳嘅系睇或者系睇到呢个耶稣基督。
The Apostle Paul met the risen Christ visibly and audibly.
亦都系保罗嘅，亦都系亲耳，亦都系亲眼去睇到耶稣基督。
We don't.
我哋唔系可以咁样。
Yet there are principles here from the text that we can learn.
但系就话喺经文当中，我哋有乜嘢我哋能够学到咧？
And we already have seen from last week, two of the four principles that are found here in these passages.
但系我哋都能够喺个经文当中有四样嘅道德嘅原则，我哋能够学到。上个礼拜我哋已经讲咗两个啦。And
as you can see on the screen, if you want to encounter the risen Christ, you have to believe in the resurrection's reality. That was the first principle.
所以上个礼拜我哋讲咗第一样嘢，我哋需要知道嘅个原则就系话，当我哋想去预见我哋嘅复活主嘅时候，我哋要相信呢个复活嘅能力真实。The
second one that we saw last time was we have to understand its accomplishment.
第二样咧就我明白就系话呢个复活嘅能力能够做啲乜嘢。
But there are two more principles here that we're going to look at today.
但今日嘅早上，我哋更加要睇另外嘅第三同第四嘅一个嘅道德嘅原则，我哋能够学到。You
have to practice. It's dynamic, the gospel dynamic.
我哋要去运作，我哋要去试出嚟，点样去做到呢个复活嘅能力。And
not only do you have to practice it, you have to submit to the life pattern of death to self, rising to new life in Christ.
唔单止噶，我哋要去做出嚟，亦都系嘅，要去我哋降服我哋嘅生命，我哋将我哋嘅死嘅生命去放出嚟。And
so let's look together how. How do we humbly practice and submit to this life-changing pattern of spiritual death to life?
所以我哋点样嘅能够今天嘅早上，我哋学习点样去即系释放我哋呢个嘅死嘅生命，而去到呢个嘅复活能力嘅生命咧？
Well, we have a case study before us in the text, Peter's denial of knowing Jesus to save his own skin.
就说我们今天早上我们看到这个彼得的例子，就说彼得他怎样的去否认主。
In John 21, Jesus is on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, and he's now instructing Peter on his death to resurrection dynamic.
就是耶稣基督他现在就说在加利利海当中跟彼得的说话，怎样去告诉他知，他怎样会有死，还有跟着有个复活的能力。
If you are familiar with that passage, you know that the disciples have been fishing, and Jesus is on the shore cooking breakfast for them.
如果你熟悉这个经文的时候，你知道就是说，当时的门徒他们是去出去打鱼，而耶稣基督就在海边那里去有个火，去准备一个早餐的食物。
And the text says, when they had finished eating, Jesus spoke. Jesus said to Simon Peter,
就话佢当时嘅佢哋嘅一班人啦，佢哋完成咗食物啦，煮完嘢食啦。耶稣同彼得讲，
Again, you see that in the text. Do you know why they were eating?
咁喺经文所睇就话，点解佢哋当时喺嗰度食嘢咧？
They were eating because when Peter comes in and sees Jesus, Jesus had made a fire.
咁啊，当时佢哋食嘢嘅时候，因为佢哋彼得嚟嘅时候，咪睇到耶稣佢整咗个火。And
he's cooking fish in the fire so they could sit down and eat around the fire.
耶稣佢整一个火，佢哋一齐嘅能够去煮个鱼，佢一齐坐低，一齐去食。But
notice that Jesus makes Peter sit down right at the fire.
系咪话主耶稣基督佢叫彼得？ 佢坐低喺个火嘅隔篱。
Do you remember the last time Peter was at a fire when Jesus was arrested?
大家記唔記得當上一次當耶穌基督佢被捉嘅時候，彼得都係好似喺個火中。
That was the last time Peter was at a fire. He was denying knowing the Christ.
就話主耶穌被去當被捉嘅時候，彼得就係一樣當中佢去否認主耶穌基督，因為想去救佢自己。當時嘅情況就係佢好似喺個火嘅當中。
Peter.Who had spent all that time with Jesus. He denied knowing Christ in the courtyard of the high priest's residence that evening.
但是在那晚当中，虽然彼得他很熟悉耶稣基督，他跟随耶稣基督，但是那晚他仍然都是为了救自己，他去否认耶稣基督。
Do you think Peter's denial was deliberate?
你唔覺得彼得佢嘅否認係咪故意嘅咧
？Absolutely, I don't think you can conclude anything else from the text.
呢係當然啦，因為就係話佢要去救佢自己，所以佢故意嘅去否認主耶穌基督。
Imagine Peter seeing the Lord Jesus, who he denied and betrayed in a shockingly bad way.
就話試諗下，就係彼得佢而家見到神耶穌基督，而嗰神就係佢從前嘅佢去否認。
Now he's seeing Jesus, and Jesus says, "Hey, Peter, let's sit down by this fire."
而家嘅就话喺喺个海边嘅时候，耶稣基督同彼得一齐。耶稣基督同彼得讲：你过嚟坐喺个火嘅侧边啦。
I think you and I can imagine Peter what's in his mind. He's saying, "A fire."
所以你就试谂下，就话当时彼得就咁：你叫我坐喺个火嘅侧边，个火。
Jesus, are you trying to rub my nose in my mistake?
彼得嗰陣就可以諗啦，你咪想同我講啲咩説話去捉我痛腳，或者想同我令到我好尷尬咧
？The last time I was at a fire wasn't too long ago, and my life was falling apart.
而上一次嘅就係喺個火嘅呢個嘅嘅火熱嘅當中嘅時候，一個緊急嘅情況當中嘅時候，我嘅生命好似去個崩潰咁樣。
That's where Jesus takes Peter.To a fire.
而就系一个咁嘅情况，就是、耶稣基督用同一样嘅方法，就系、是、叫阿彼得去嚟到佢嘅当中。
And then comes these tough questions to Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?
而耶稣基督就系问彼得就系话，你究竟系咪爱我呢啲更加多咧
？See, Jesus is being very pointed here, right?
耶稣基督佢好直接嘅同佢讲
，He says, "What's the more than these?" He's going back right to the place where Peter said that.
彼得就话啦，有乜嘢比我同你一齐更加多咧
？Right, the evening of Jesus' betrayal, when at the Lord's Supper, at last dinner with Jesus, right? That's where he's bringing Peter back.
就话喺个耶稣被卖奶嘢，佢哋一齐有进食嘅晚餐嘅时候，就话耶稣基督同彼得有个说话。
And that's where Peter said, "Yes, even if all these around me fall away, I will not."
就话当时佢哋嘅说话，嗰晚嘅时候就话，就算呢度全部人会系跌倒嘅时候，我唔会跌倒。
Right? What was Peter saying back then?
当时彼得佢所讲嘅咩说话咧？
Lord, all these other followers of yours, all these other disciples, they don't love you like I love you.
他说主啊，就算好似其他嘅门徒，佢哋而家所有嘅门徒，佢哋冇比我更加爱你更加多。
And now Jesus comes.
而家就话耶稣佢嚟到同佢讲。
In this sunny morning around a fire, and he says, "Simon Peter, do you love me more than all the rest of them?"
所以话就系。跟住就系话喺个早上喺个海嘅侧边，耶稣同彼得讲就话：你究竟系咪爱我，好似比其他人更加多咧
？Right, Peter must be getting hot under the collar. It's not just because he's around a fire.
啊，当时彼得嘅内心入边一定系好燥热，唔系因为佢坐喺个火侧边，而系个内心入边燥热。
Isn't it interesting that Peter won't go there？
啊，彼得唔想去回应呢个说话。
He doesn't say, "Yeah, Lord, I love you more than all the rest of them."
他不想说就说 当然啦，主人，我系计爱你比其他人更加多。
You see, he knows better now.
因为佢知道今次应该点讲。
All he says a brief answer, Lord, I love you.
佢所回答嘅就系话，主，我爱你。
And then Jesus again says, Simon, son of John, do you love me?
而第二次嘅耶稣再问啊，西门彼得就话，你究竟爱我吗？
And he says that same phrase a third time to Peter.
第三次同一样，耶稣基督问彼得，你爱我吗？
The text tells us Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time.
而经文所讲就话，当时彼得内心入边有伤痛，点解啊？因耶稣问佢三次同一个问题。
So what's going on? What's going on in this scene?
咁究竟喺当时情况咩事咧？
First, Jesus is taking Peter back in time, right to that far where Peter denied the Christ, knowing the Christ.
就话耶稣基督去将彼得再去带一次嘅，再带佢翻去从前喺个火嘅当中，佢点样三次不认主。
Secondly, the risen Christ reminds Peter of his arrogance.
而第二样嘢嘅就系话耶稣基督佢去提醒阿彼得佢点样以前从前嘅自大。
Right, he points out to Peter, do you remember how you said you loved me more than all the rest of them?
就话同佢讲就话，你记唔记得你同我讲话你会爱我比其他人更加多呢？
Right, he's basically saying, do you really, Peter?
所以就话彼得，你系咪真系爱我咁多呢？
And thirdly, he asks him over and over again, do you really love me?
所以第三次耶稣就问彼得，你系咪真系爱我呢？
Again, Jesus pointedly wants to remind Peter of his three-time denial of knowing Jesus.
啊，点解耶稣问彼得三次你问爱我咧？因为就话佢提醒就系话佢，因为佢三次不认主。
He's making Peter relive all that agony.
因为就系话耶稣佢再一次提醒佢点样去嘅自高自大。
He's basically saying, Peter, look at what you've done.
所以耶稣基督就同彼得讲就话，究竟你睇唔睇到你自己所做嘅嘢咧
？He's letting Peter experience a death, a spiritual death。
佢耶稣基督就系俾到彼得佢自己感受到佢个属灵嘅死。
The death of Peter's illusion to self-sufficiency。
呢个属灵嘅死就系话佢觉得自己能够自给自足，其实系错。
Jesus is leading Peter to feel the death of the illusions of denial, of blame shifting.
而耶稣基督就带彼得去经过呢个嘅属灵嘅死亡，经过呢个嘅死亡就系话俾佢知，其实佢嘅否认佢自己去将呢个嘅错误去推到俾别人嘅呢样嘅生命。
And notice Peter has learned. He's learned as he's been reminded of this of his agony. He's not making any excuses.
耶稣就是想去彼得去学习这个功课。
Every single time when Jesus asked him, do you love me? Peter has to say essentially, Lord, I'm a failure. You're right.
所以每一次其实耶稣基督去问彼得的时候，究竟你是不是爱我？其实就问彼得知道就说，其实就是彼得就要去需要讲就说，主啊，我是一个的错误，我就是一个失败。
That comes out in Peter's short response, I love you, he says.
而彼得嘅佢好简单去讲话，我爱你。
Basically, Peter saying, I agree, Lord, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I blew it, I did it, I'm a failure.
所以当彼得去讲话我爱你嘅时候，其实彼得佢内心入边其实就系明白就话，我赞同，我知道我系做错，我系失败。
Peter is being led by Jesus to experience a spiritual death.
就是彼得去俾到耶稣基督去带领佢，令到佢明白呢个嘅属灵嘅死。
And every time he says I'm a failure, Peter says I'm a failure. What does Jesus respond? It's in verse 17b, feed my lambs.
所以每一次彼得去答耶稣基督时候，我爱你，其实就话俾佢自己知，就话我系一个嘅失败。我耶稣基督就同彼得讲就话，你需要去喂养我嘅羊。
Jesus responds.To Peter's answer, I'm a failure, is take care of my people.
但耶稣基督就同彼得讲就话，你需要去带领去照顾我嘅人。
That That phrase in the text, verse 17, feed my sheep, is a Koine Greek word, poimeno.
而当时在经文当中就说你要去饲养我一样，在希腊文当中是一个字眼。
It's a word that means shepherd.
而希腊文当中的字眼就代表了是一个牧羊人。
And what's so intriguing about shepherds is shepherd's word on one hand, extraordinarily tender and patient.
牧羊人一方面他是很温柔很体贴。
And on the other hand,They are absolutely in charge.
但是另一方面的牧羊人，他是完全的去掌管的一切。
If you and I were in a country where sheep were herded, you'll see that a sheep herd is not a democracy.
当你譬如说去一个很大的草地的当中，你见到一班的羊群，你知道这羊群自己里面当中不是说很自己懂怎么去行。
If you spend a few hours observing a sheep herd, you'll see a shepherd say, let's go.
当你看到一班羊群的时候，你会见到有个牧羊人，牧羊人会同啲羊去照啲牧羊。
The shepherd of sheep is extremely directive.
牧羊人是很直接的去带领他班的羊。
Therefore, every time he says, I want you, Peter, to be shepherd of my people, my sheep, Jesus is saying, I want you, Peter, now.To be tender and humble.
所以每一次耶稣基督同彼得讲就话，我想你去成为我嘅羊嘅牧羊人，意思即系话，我想你去温柔，去谦卑。
Jesus is saying to Peter, I want you to be strong and tender.
耶稣基督其实就同彼得讲就话，我想你去刚强，亦都系温柔。
See, Jesus is instructing Peter here to be strong, humble, and bold.
耶稣基督就同彼得讲就话，我需要你去刚强，你需要去谦卑，亦都要勇敢。
That word shepherd also means pastor.
而牧羊人嘅意思亦都系一个牧者嘅意思。
It's the same Greek word as the word pastor. I want you to be the leader of my flock.
喺希腊文当中，两个字眼其实都系同一样，都话俾你知就话，我想你成为我嘅羊嘅带领者。
Do you know what Jesus is saying?
明白耶稣基督想跟他说什么话呢?
Again, this is very important. Nothing makes you, Christian, more effective in the lives of other people than this death-to-life dynamic.
所以每一件事能够好像神的能力当中令到你更加的生命当中更加的有效。
And if you're called to lead a group of Christians, nothing equips you more than a failure plunged into a sea of God's grace.
所以每件事令到你好像你去感受到自己的什么错处，感受到自己是在哪里当中是失败，而需要神的恩典才能够帮助你去带领去一个正确的方向。
And you'll see on the slide here that's before you, you have to know your weaknesses to rely on God's grace.
所以你需要自己的弱处，你需要去依靠神的恩典。
And as you can see on the screen, self-knowledge happens when you encounter God in His Word, the Bible, with His Holy Spirit.
所以当我们用当我们看话语的时候，神的灵在当中，我们才能够自我的去反省。
See, there's nothing else that will give you the humility that you'll need.
没有东西能够帮助我们去反省。
There's nothing else that will give you the tenderness that you'll need.
每样嘢世界能够俾到我哋去学习点样温柔。
There's nothing else that will give you the boldness. You really have to know yourself in light of knowing God.
每样能够帮助我哋成为一个刚强，心中入面刚强，除非我哋去能够得到神俾我哋嘅光，让我哋明白到神。
And you and I know as you encounter.The risen Christ in your life.
所以说我们需要去亲近去明白这个复活的主。
And then God will reveal to you why you're here, why you're living.
所以当我们去能够亲近主的时候，我们才能够明白我们为什么会过着这样的生命。
Right, we're here to glorify God and join Him forever.
我们的生命的目的就是说我们能够去荣耀神，去享受神。
And you can now say, who cares what everybody else thinks?
所以我才能够这样说，究竟我们不需要去担心人家怎么去说我们。
What's important is what God thinks of me.
最重要的就是说神怎么去看我们。
Right, that's where Jesus brings Peter here. Who cares about your reputation? I love you, says the Lord.
所以就说耶稣基督他专登的去带彼得在那个地方跟他有说话，就说给他知你有什么声誉，什么名衔是不重要，谁会来呢？
Do you see why this is important of knowing yourself as you know God?
所以就说我们很重要的明白神究竟我们怎么看我们。
Nobody can tell you anything you don't already know about yourself.
没人会更加去清楚你自己。
Because as you appear before the Lord, you know the worst about yourself.
因为在主的面前，你知道自己最差的另一面。
Right? Jesus does to us what he does to Peter, right? Brings us to the fire.
就好像彼得这样，耶稣基督在他面前带到他在一个心中里面的火热当中。
You're not under any illusions. He brings you to the fire.
耶稣基督很直接地跟彼得去说，不是说令到他怎么去看，也直接告诉他知其实他心中里面有什么错处。
And in Peter's case, he can now be the leader he was called by God to be.
所以就从此当中就说彼得他怎么去学习可以做到成为耶稣基督叫他的做的羊群的首领。
And as we know from the New Testament in Acts and in the letters of Peter, we know where Jesus was leading Peter.
而就当我哋去睇就系话之后嘅呢个嘅使徒行传同埋或者彼得嘅生命当中，就话耶稣基督点样去将彼得嘅生命有改变，而彼得嘅点样系将嘅福音去传扬。
You'll see there if you look this afternoon at Acts.In the Bible and in the letters of Peter, that Peter was one of the main leaders, right, of the early church.
So, when you read the Acts or other books, you see that Peter after how he became the leader of the Christians.
And Peter had to learn a hard lesson. He had to lead in the Lord's strength, not his own strength.
And Peter after that, he learned that he could not rely on his own ability, but rely on God's ability to lead God's people.
And that's really counterintuitive, right? Leading in the Lord's strength is not what the world says. The world says, you got to do it.
So, he said, Jesus Christ, he taught him, he said, we need to rely on God's ability to lead other people, not rely on his own ability, not say, how to teach us, but rely on ourselves.
The world says, you're effective. You dig up your own strength to be effective, right?
这个世界告诉我们就是说我们自己要发奋图强，我们自己要去寻找能力去做好。
But Jesus says the opposite. You, Christian, will be effective because you were the biggest failure and you know it. And you have that understanding in my grace.
就是耶稣基督神就告诉我们就是说我们是要依靠神的能力才能够去做到成为一个领袖。我们明白就是说因为我们是完全的失败，我们要完全依靠神的恩典才能够成为一个领袖。
So how do you and I do that?
所以你和我怎么能够去做到呢？
There's nothing like the death and resurrection of repentance and forgiveness, right?
所以就是说我们需要就是说明白这个我们的死亡，我们的这个的复活，明白到这个就是这个的宽恕和原谅。
And I have this on slide 4, the next slide. Your failures plunged into the grace of Jesus Christ makes you more effective in people's lives.
所以当我们的失败当中才能够更加的去依靠耶稣基督的恩典，能够我们能够在我们生命当中更加的出现。
Nothing else makes you more effective than that.
每样东西能够去更加帮助我们。
If you submit to that pattern,death to life, and you see it operating in your life, you will develop. You will develop. You will grow as a Christian to resurrection life.
So we need to understand ourselves, our mistakes. We need to understand our failures. We need to depend on Jesus Christ's grace. We can live this life and then have a resurrection life.
But you and I have to live that resurrection life.
所以我们需要去活出这个复活的生命。
You have to practice it. Practice it every day.
所以我们每天每日的我们需要去过这样的生命。
And I have this on slide 5. What is resurrection life?
所以就说我们什么叫做一个复活的生命呢?
Of course, that's a big subject.
这件事很大的题目可以说。
But from this text, in Mark and John, there are two things at least that we get.
就说在马可福音和在约翰福音我看到两件事。
And I mentioned them already, tenderness and strength.
什么叫这个复活的生命呢?就说当中是有一个的温柔和力量。
Right, again, that's behind that word, pomeno, feed my lambs.
这个就是耶稣基督说你去喂养我的羊。
Take care of my people, says the Lord.
耶稣基督跟彼得说你去照顾我的羊群，照顾我的人。
How? Be tender and strong.
就说怎样去能够有这个温柔和力量。
Let's unpack that a little bit. There's nothing like the resurrection life that will make you more tender and humble than you were.
没任何东西能够更加的去帮助我们在这个复活的生命当中更加的温柔和谦卑。
It'll humble you and it'll strengthen you.
去这个复活的生命去帮助我们能够去有一个谦卑的生命，使我们能够刚强。
Let me give an example.
我给个例子你。
This I get from a Tim Keller sermon. Dick Lucas, it was a fairly well-known Anglican evangelical pastor.
我取住这个在 Tim Keller 的讲道当中，他讲到就说Dick Lucas 是一个当时一个的牧者。
Reverend Lucas, who's probably around 95 years of age now, was a long-time pastor at St. Helens Bishopgate in London, urban London.
Dick Lucas, 他这个牧者，这个牧师呢，就现在应该都95岁的了。在英国当中呢，是一个很出名的牧者。
And several years ago, he was invited to Long Island at the Stony Brook School, the Christian boarding school out in Suffolk County.
他几年前呢，就是说他被邀请去到长岛当中Stony Brook 那里的学校，一个的学校的基督教学校当中有这个演讲。
And he was asked to speak for 3-4 days in the chapel.
Dick 牧师呢就被邀请几个礼拜当中去一个礼拜当中有讲几次的在当中当时一个地方的教会。
And after he spoke at the first chapel meeting, he was in absolute horror when a headmaster said something that startled him.
讲第一次之后啦，他当时的牧个教会的牧师呢就讲这个说话令到很震惊。
The headmaster or principal of the Stony Brook School said, after Dick Lucas spoke, Reverend Lucas will be here all week speaking at chapel.
当时这个落场到这个 Stony Brook 当时的学校可能是个校长就跟学生说了这个Lucas 的牧师他会整个礼拜在这个地方有演讲。
And of course, the headmaster is the principal of the school, and he's speaking to the students here.
当时的牧师个校长同呢班嘅学生讲。
And here's the startling thing he says: If any of you would like pastoral counseling, spiritual direction, you can get out of class this week and see Reverend Lucas.
咁就话同咁个校长就同呢班嘅学生好多嘅学生讲就话Lucas 牧师会成个礼拜喺度。如果你好想同呢个牧师倾偈，有辅导嘅时候，你可以随时嘅去离开你嘅课室去揾呢个牧师。
And that startled Dick Lucas. He shuddered for two reasons.
当时Lucas 牧师当然佢好惊，有两样嘢，点解咧
？First, you know, the headmaster just said you could get out of class. What student wouldn't want to get out of class? They all got to go see him.
第一个理由为什么他听到之后很害怕，第一就是说为什么学校会这么大胆说学生喜欢想离开个班房去找他跟他讲话的时候就可以去说，当然学生喜欢离开个班房。
And secondly, more importantly, Dick Lucas was a lifelong bachelor.
而当时的都是要知道就是说 Lucas 牧师，他是一个是单身了很久的一个牧师。
He was a British gentleman, well advanced in his age.
Dick Lucas 牧师，他是一个英国的很出名的单身的牧师，他自己一个。
He didn't have an experience to deal with school age youngsters.
他年纪也都是大，他没什么经验的跟一班后生十零岁的二十零岁的人去谈话。
And this stressed them out.
他令到他很担心怎么跟这班人会说说话。
He didn't know what to do if they came to see him.
他很担心就说如果这班十零岁的人跟他讲谈话的时候他不知道会怎么回答。
And this filled him with dread.
所以当个校长咁讲嘅时候，学生可以随时嚟揾佢嘅时候，令到佢好担心。
Because student after student after student started coming to see him.
因为跟住之后真系发生咁嘅时候，就话啲学生一个嘅一个嘅去嚟揾呢个嘅Lucas 牧师。
And there were a steady stream of students unloading their burdened hearts on Reverend Lucas.
而呢班嘅学生就一个嘅一个嘅嚟揾嘅牧师，就话俾佢心中嘅担忧。
And Reverend Lucas points out that there was a steady stream of girls at age 12 to 15 who came to him with heavy hearts.
而当时的牧师都去讲就话，当时的有好多嘅十二至十五岁嘅年轻嘅少女，一个嘅一个嘅去心入边佢哋好多嘅担忧，去同Lucas 牧师去倾偈。
And most young girl teens at that age, of course, they're mesmerized by boys.
当时的十零岁的女仔，她当时最担心的当然是她们的有没有男朋友或者一些男仔。
And so the conversation, girl after girl said something like this, he doesn't know I exist, Reverend Lucas, he doesn't know, he says, I'm so upset.
所以在当中她们倾偈说话的时候,Lucas 牧师和这班十二至十五岁的后生女的时候倾偈就说，这后生女就会倾诉就说，我所识嘅男仔，佢哋都唔知道我当时嘅存在。
And Dick Lucas shares later, as he writes, he says, he had to stifle himself not to blurt out for crying out loud. What are you saying?
而当时嘅Lucas 牧师，佢都之后嘅佢有分享就话，佢一次嘅一次嘅去想阻止佢嘅心，去同佢班人讲，同呢啲嘅女仔讲，你哋唔好再讲啲咁嘅说话啦。
You're only 14 years old. In 6 months, you won't even remember who that lad was.
他说你们这班14岁的女仔过了6个月后了，你连那个男仔的什么名字都没记得了。
Right, he was tempted to shout out, stop your sobbing, this is really nothing to cry about.
所以当时的牧师很想跟这班女仔说，就说你们不要再哭，不要为这个男仔而伤心。
Right, he was tempted to say, I'm an Englishman, I'm a bachelor, what are you talking to me for?
咁个牧师想同佢哋讲就话，我系一个从英国嚟嘅牧师，我系单身嘅牧师。
Right, a English elder bachelor. What does he do? He goes to a pub or goes to a play in New York City.
我系一个年长嘅牧师，系从英国而嚟嘅。你不如你带我去喺美国呢边嘅饮酒嘅地方，或者去睇下呢个纽约市嘅唔同嘅电视电影。
So then the next morning.Reverend Lucas was having his devotions and he came upon John 21.
所以跟住嘅第二日就係话Lucas 牧师佢自己有一个嘅灵修时候佢睇到约翰福音第21章。
And he writes and he says, I read the place where Jesus says to Peter, feed my lambs.
而Lucas 牧师佢自己就分享就话当他看到约翰福音第十一章的时候，就看到耶稣点同彼得讲，去喂养我的羊。
And when Reverend Lucas read those words, it was like if the risen Jesus was there telling him that.
当他看这篇的经文的时候，他觉得就是耶稣去同他亲口讲的说话。
And as he pondered and meditated on those words from Jesus that found in John 21,He realized Jesus was not saying feed my cats and dogs.
当他去灵修去睇约翰福音第十一章的时候，他睇就话耶稣基督叫他喂养，耶稣基督叫彼得去喂养他的羊，唔系讲话去喂养一啲猫猫啲狗。
You see, if you're a pet owner owning a domesticated cat or a dog, you know that they cuddle you, they nuzzle you. You get something. You get something from your pets when you take care of them, right?
當你去,如果你有貓有狗,你去餵養貓狗的時候,你知道有回應,貓狗會回來,會親近你,會跟你玩。
That's not so with lambs. Shepherds get nothing, nothing of affection from lambs. Lambs don't give affection.
但牧羊群和貓狗是不同。 貓狗你跟它玩的時候,貓狗會回來跟你玩,但羊群不會這樣,你就算怎樣照顧它的時候,羊群會自己跟自己一起。
If you did a careful study on lambs, lambs give you no response for all the efforts you make for them.
例如你去研究羊群的時候,你知道,就算你怎樣去飼養它的時候,你怎樣去跟它有時間,跟它照顧它的時候,羊群是不會給你有什麼回應。
The shepherds lead the lambs, lead the sheep to green grass to graze on, to eat, to survive.
牧羊人就帶領這個羊群去不同的草地,讓他們有食草,讓他們能夠有生命。
Shepherds clean the smelly lambs, the smelly sheep.
牧羊人去怎樣去幫助羊群去清潔,令到他們不會那麼臭。
And they get nothing. Nothing, no affection in return.
但牧羊人不會說在牧羊,在他的羊群當中能夠得到什麼回應。
And Reverend Lucas realized what the risen Christ was doing to him that day.
然後就說當 Lucas牧師當他看到這個約翰福音的21章的時候, 他明白到究竟耶穌基督要他去明白什麼。
Reverend Lucas in reflection said this, unless I admit I'm a moral failure, completely saved by God's grace, I won't have a desire to help these kids. I won't have the compassion, the patience, the eagerness to listen and care for these young teens.
所以說,若然我不能夠看到我自己的錯處,不是因為有神的恩典的時候,我不會有這個希望,我不會有這個夢想,我不會有這個心思意念去幫助,去聽其他人的說話。
You see, little lambs give no psychological, emotional, cultural, or relational payoff.
小小的羊群,它不會給到你任何的心理上,情慾上,或者是其他的方面當中,
And Reverend Lucas that morning concluded, my attitude towards these youngsters shows that I really didn't presently believe that I was a sinner saved by God's grace. If I had really gone through the death of repentance and faith, I would realize I'm only saved by God's grace.
所以若然我真的能夠去明白,我真的要有這個復活的死亡,有這個死亡,有這個寬恕,有這個信心的時候,我不能夠真的認清到我是需要神的救恩。
And by admitting my failure to God, I would have strength to handle, to care for these little lambs.
就說我需要去明白我知道自己的錯處,我需要神的恩典,我才能夠去做到神要我做的事。
I hope you see through that example the dynamic of the practice of death to life.
我希望能夠從這個例子當中你看到就是說, 怎樣將自己救我的生命去致死,才有一個復活的新的生命。
Because you too, Christian, are called to minister to others.
作為基督徒,我們都是被呼召的去照顧其他人。
And you're only going to be able to be effective through this dynamic of death to life, death and resurrection dynamic.
我們怎樣才能夠有一個能力, 才能够真是说将这个救我去死亡而有一个复活的生命。
Because there's no way you're going to summon up within yourself to have compassion on people who are hard to love.
在我们的生命当中，我们不能够靠我们自己的能力，我们能够收拾我的心情，我们能够去告诉我自己啊，我们要去这样做。
You're going to have to do what Dick Lucas did, ponder, meditate, chew on the truths of God's word.
所以我们不能够，我们要靠自己这样做，我们要好像Lucas 牧师一样，要去看的经文，从经文当中去领略，从经文当中告诉我们，我们需要将我们的死，我们将要我明白我们自己的错处，要去单靠神的恩典。
You have to do that, because it's your fault. It's your fault for not loving the unlovely.
我们不能够去爱其他人，因为是我们的错。
Do the hard work of reflecting on biblical truth.
我们需要去看神的话语，从话语当中，神的话语当中去教导我们去反省。
Then God, through His Spirit, will soften your hard heart.
而就话透过神的圣灵，会帮助我们软化我们的心。
Because there's tenderness found in the dying and rising of Jesus the Christ.
就话因为喺耶稣基督嘅当中里边，我哋能够睇到呢个嘅温柔。
The other part of resurrection life that I've already mentioned was courage. There's tenderness, but there's also courage.
我睇到就话喺呢个复活嘅生命当中，我哋有一个温柔，但系当中有一个嘅勇气。
And that's the other half of being remade through this death and resurrection pattern.
就话当我哋有一个嘅复活嘅生命当中嘅时候，我哋会有一个嘅温柔，亦都系会有一个勇气。
Again, that pattern is repentance. Repentance from our waywardness, our sinfulness, and admitting our failure in the sea of God's grace.
就话我哋去有一个勇敢嘅，就我哋明白我哋去做错，我需要嘅去悔改，我需要依靠神。
Then you'll discover that all that matters is what God has done for you.
乜嘢系最重要咧？就系话就耶稣基督佢所做到为我哋所做嘅一切。
All that really matters ultimately is His love for you.
最终嘅最重要嘅就系话耶稣基督嘅俾我哋嘅爱。
And when you come to realize that, you won't care what happens to you.
所以话我哋知道就话耶稣基督俾我哋嘅爱系最重要，其他嘢系唔再最重要。
You won't be so hurt by what people say about you.
人哋讲咩说话同我哋讲咩说话已经唔系最重要。
Because you'll realize ultimately it doesn't matter.
咁我知道话最终嘅人哋所讲嘅说话唔系最紧要嘅。
And then you become more and more courageous in Christ.
所以我哋明白就话，若然人哋讲嘅说话已经唔再重要，系唯有耶稣基督讲嘅我哋嘅当中系最重要时候，我哋生命当中先至能够有咁嘅勇气。
If you want to see an interesting example of that, look again at the text. Jesus says to Peter at the very end in verse 18.
就话喺当中嘅第十八节当中，耶稣基督就俾一个例子。
He says there, very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted.
就话喺第十八节当中，耶稣点同阿彼得讲，就话佢会年轻嘅时候，佢会自己去着衫。但年老的时候，人家会帮他穿衫，去带他个所不要去的地方。
Do you see what Jesus was telling Peter?
你看到其实神怎么跟彼得讲的说话呢？
When you were younger, Peter, you were in charge of your own life.
就告诉你知道，彼得，当你年轻的时候，你能够自己管制你自己的生命。
But when you're old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you don't want to go.
就话当你年老嘅时候，你要自己伸直嘅手，人哋会帮你着件衫，人哋会带你去一个地方你自己唔愿意去嘅地方。
You know, if you stretch out your hands in Koine Greek, that's an idiom for crucifixion.
当喺希腊嘅当中嘅时候，人哋话俾你知话你伸直你嘅手，人哋帮你着衫，意思即系话会系钉十字架意思。
It's a metaphor for a crucifixion.
这个是钉十字架的一个比喻。
Because Jesus was indicating the kind of death which Peter would have to go through to glorify God.
这个就是耶稣基督去讲的说话的时候，也是预表了彼得他怎样的会去死去荣耀神。
It's a little bit ironic, isn't it?
你看是不是好像很怪呢?
Because when you and I stretch out our arms, right? It's like hugging someone, right? It's a posture of love.
当我们伸直的手的时候,我们好像去拥抱,去代表了我们爱人的方法。
But as you and I stretch out our arms in a posture of love, do you know you're vulnerable?
但其实你知不知道,当我们伸直的手的时候,去想拥抱,去亲近别人的时候,其实就是去打开你自己,给你能够受伤害。
Because you know that as a human being, because you stretch out your arms in love to embrace someone, you're opening yourself to hurt.
因为当我们伸直的手时候,去拥抱人的时候,去打开我们自己的时候,其实都是可能打开我们自己,可能会被受伤。
And so that metaphor of stretching out your arms in Koine Greek also refers to crucifixion.
所以在古希腊的文当中的时候,打开你的手,打开你的怀抱,意思就是好像说,
Jesus was telling Peter that someday you're going to die. You're going to die loving my people.
So, Jesus told Peter, and
a second century Christian apologist and author Tertullian tells us, under the persecution of Nero in the 60s of that century, Peter was executed by crucifixion.
也都是有假经书,也都是去经文有讲过,就是说,去彼得最终的有一天,他是被拿走,也都是被钉十字架。
Tertullian writes, said Peter said, I didn't mind dying. I now have the Lord's courage.
彼得会说,我不会去担心我会死,因为我就会神给我的勇气。
But Tertullian also records, Peter says, crucify me upside down because I'm not worthy to be crucified the way my Lord Jesus was crucified.
但彼得他怎么说,就说彼得他愿意去死,但他死的时候钉十字架,他希望的是倒吊这十字架去死,为什么呀? 因为他觉得他不可以跟神一样,耶稣基督一样,一样的钉十字架。
Do you see the example of courage?
你看到当中彼得的一个勇气呢?
Why did it happen? Why did Peter was able to do that after he denied knowing Jesus to save his own skin, right?
为什么彼得经过这个三次不认主的时候,他有这样的勇气呢?
Don't you want that kind of courage?
你是不是很想要同样的勇气?
Combined with humility, tenderness, and compassion?
在勇气当中,都有这个谦卑,有这个温柔,有这个关怀。
Nothing you and I are called to do would be anything that comes close to the suffering of Jesus.
我们虽然会被呼召去做很多的事,但是不会说有一件事好像要去钉十字架一样。
Will you today let Jesus take you to your fire and let you sit down and examine your life?
你愿意好像当中所经文当中,你愿意打开你自己,去跟神有一个说话,打开你内心里面的火意,跟神当中有一个倾谈。
Go to Jesus, let him sit down and heal you.
你愿不愿意坐下,去打开你的心,跟神有一个说话,跟耶稣基督有一个说话,跟耶稣基督去医治你呢?
I hope you see how that dynamic works.
我希望能够你看到当中里面的意思。
If God and His love is number one in your life and you get strongly criticized, it still hurts.
若然你是将神的爱放在你生命中的第一位,你可能会被指点,但你心中里面可能会有些少的不开心。
But if your reputation is the number one love in your life, when you get criticized, you're going to fall apart.
但若然你将你自己的名誉,你的声誉,放在当中神,放在当中你身边中的第一位的时候,若然你是当中之后被人家去提点的时候,被人家去指责的时候,你的生命觉得很伤心,很脆弱。
If God is first in your love, in your life, if you have a career reversal, like this economic downfall that's going to happen because of this pandemic, it's going to hurt. Yes.
既然你是将神摆在第一位的时候，你所爱嘅，而你生命当中嘅，你可能你喺个事业上有一个颠倒，可能话你好似喺当中嘅疫情当中，你冇一份工，系你生命当中系有受伤。
But if your career or your job is before the Lord, if that's number one, you'll be devastated when you lose your job.
既然你系将你个工作摆喺人生入边当中嘅第一位嘅时候，当你而家冇咗份工嘅时候，你嘅生命系完全嘅跌倒，完全嘅觉得系冇晒所有嘅嘢。
Your bitterness, your anger, your out of control emotions, and your anxiety all come from the fact that God is not your primary love.
因为若然你将这个生命的重要去颠倒的时候，你当失丧了之后，你的生命就觉得很脆弱，你会很生气，你会觉得完全控制不了，或者你完全觉得是很担忧的时候，你会没有了这个生命。
Admitting that sin is the first step to dying to yourself.
所以我们要去悔改，第一件事做的时候，就是说我们要愿意去明白，去了解，就是说我自己是做错。
And when you do that, the resurrection of forgiveness and grace slowly comes in, and you see more of the wonder of God's grace working in your life.
所以若然去承认你自己是做错的时候，你是需要这个悔改，你需要神的这个恩典的时候，你就会慢慢地看到，就是说神的恩典在你的生命当中去运行。And
slowly but surely, His love will become more real to you.
而之后你会慢慢见到神这个爱是很真实。Your
heart, the core of your being, will be reordered.
而你的心会慢慢地再一次的会是重新。
That's the pattern. It's the practice of repentance and faith.
这个就是说，我们人生里面当中，当我们有这个生命，是有这个悔改，就会有这个苏醒，有这个爱。Jesus
brings healing to Peter's life after his betrayal of Jesus.
虽然彼得他的三次不认主，但耶稣基督是同他说话当中，是彼得他有这个真的生命。Peter
had ruined his life, but Jesus restores it.
彼得他去将他自己的生命去失丧，但是耶稣基督去挽回。But
Jesus had to take Peter back to remember the night of that's recorded in Mark 14 to make him relive it.
但是话点样能够做到，就话耶稣基督要再一次嘅将彼得带翻去当时佢点样去三次不认主，让到佢从佢自己做错嘅当中去学习。
And you and I, as fellow human beings, know it's like a death. It's like a death revisiting your errors, revisiting your sinful ways.
当我们重一次再去看回我自己的错处的时候，重一次去看回我自己内心里面最错的事的时候，我们觉得我们内心里面有一个死亡。Yet
that leads Peter to life. It leads Peter to resurrection strength.
但是因为从此当中。 彼得才能够去得到一个新的生命。Because
that dynamic will lead you death to self-reliance.
所以就说，因为我们要去看到我们内心里面有什么做错，是要致死的时候，我们才能够得到一个复活的能力。And
you'll come to realize that life depending on God for faith is what you need.
我们才能够明白，就是说我们要去靠神的这个福音，我们需要一个信心在当中里面得力量。
And as I said earlier, you can see Peter's remarkable recovery recorded for us in the New Testament letters and in Acts.
而你睇到就话，我刚才讲嗰句话，而之后耶稣基督同彼得嘅说话之后，彼得佢点样嘅，佢有个新嘅生命，佢有悔改，而点样去喺个睇圣经，睇个《使徒行传》当中，佢点样成为当时之后嘅一个领袖。
Following Jesus is not a step, it's a life long walk of faith.
跟随主耶稣基督不是说一步就会有改变，而是一个生命的一个很长远慢慢走的道路。And
Jesus' invitation reminds us not to think as often as we do about where we are or where we're going.
耶稣基督他经常邀请我们去在他当中里面成长，不是说成日要我们去看、啊、究竟我现在在生命当中，我在主里面当中，我在哪里。
Right, that's all on our minds now with this pandemic. Where are we going with this?
在我们现在当中的疫情当中，究竟神在哪里，我们在哪里呢？
Rather, your thinking should be, how well am I following him?
我们应该怎样看究竟神 在这个疫情当中在哪里，我们在疫情当中我们现在在什么状态，而反而我们需要看就是说，我们在疫情当中我们有没有跟随着主。
When Jesus says, follow me, that's the present tense imperative, keep on following. That's what he means, keep on following.
耶稣基督所说的话就说你跟随我，意思就是说你要不断的去现在的跟随我。
And Peter was ready because Jesus stripped him of his pride, impulsiveness, and false expectations.
而彼得嘅嘢都系好而家嘅，就系话当时佢系好准备好啦，已经，因为耶稣基督已经将佢自己嘅自大，耶稣基督将阿彼得佢自己嘅自大，俾佢自己嘅骄傲已经全部攞开，佢愿意嘅谦卑去跟随耶稣基督。
That means continuing Christ's work here, but the way He wants to do it, not the way we want to do it.
所以神就耶稣基督希望就系话希望我哋能够系去跟随佢，唔系靠你嘅方法。
That's why it's so important for leaders, for elders to, especially to evaluate, are we in line with what God wants us to be?
所以作为领袖的，我们或者在家庭或者在工作上的领袖的，我们很需要的不断的去提点或者去看我们自己的生命，究竟我们是不是跟随了主呢？
Right, we know the blueprint. The blueprint is in God's word.Of what a church should be.
我们怎样去行，怎样去走这个地图，已经很清楚，其实在圣经里面讲到。
That takes time, that takes reflection, that takes knowing God's word.
我们需要有时间去咀嚼神的话语，我们需要的去看这个的方向，而这个方向的方法就已经在圣经里面已经是讲解。
That's part of honoring God with your life, spending time with Him.
所以就需要我们去跟神有一个沟通的时间。
And Peter had to spend some time pondering what he did wrong.
而彼得的需要时间的都是去了解他自己的生命，究竟他自己做错了什么。
And that's the way to right the wrong and walk in the way he should go.
而我们都一样，我们需要的去用时间去看究竟我们是做错了什么。而怎样的他应该行回正确的道路。
And so during this time of pandemic, maybe you have more time to reflect because there's a crisis.
所以在疫情当中可能你有更加多的时间去看你自己的生命。
And so I hope you take that time to reflect. Where is God bringing you? Which fire is he bringing you to?
所以我就希望大家用这个时间的都能够去看你自己内心的生命，究竟神耶稣基督是令到你看到你内心里面哪一团火呢？
Because if you're a Christian, each of us has a gift, gift from the Lord himself.
我们作为基督徒的每一个人都是有神给我们的恩典。
And we should use what he's given us to help his people and help his kingdom and help others.
所以我们作为基督徒的，我需要用神给我们的恩典去帮助他的子民，去帮助他的教会。
But you and I know sheep are prone to wander.
但我们知道就是羊群它自己本身很容易的去迷失。
That's why we got to be close to the good shepherd, Jesus himself.
所以的就是需要去靠近一个最终最好的这个牧羊人耶稣基督。
That's the most important thing you can do as a Christian.
我作为基督徒的这件事就是最重要。
Draw near the Lord, and He can help change you to do great things for Him.
就我们要亲近耶稣基督，用我们能够去学习怎样去做好。
And so I hope you take that seriously as we seek to please the Lord in a crisis like this.
所以喺个疫情呢个当中，我希望大家能够更加嘅去亲近耶稣基督去学习。
Let's pray.
留祈祷。
Father, a text like this is a tough one for us to digest.
主耶稣基督，我哋今天早上嘅经文好似我哋好难去咀嚼。
But this death to life dynamic, which we're called to practice daily and submit to, is something we need.
但话就系我哋需要将我哋嘅旧我嘅生命去致死，而先能够得到呢个嘅复活嘅生命。我哋需要嘅系学习点样去做到。
Because every Christian is called to holiness, to strive after righteousness, holiness and truth.
因为作为基督徒嘅，我哋需要系去过一个嘅荣耀嘅生命。
And without holiness, we won't see you.
若然我哋冇一个荣耀嘅生命，我哋唔能够见到你。
And so help us, Lord, to examine our hearts today and our lives.
所以我哋希望主你能够帮助我哋审查我哋自己嘅生命。
And run to the Good Shepherd, who will comfort and tender, give us tenderness and courage today.
希望我哋能够去走去亲近我哋嘅主。佢能够俾到我哋有一个嘅温柔，亦都系俾到我哋嘅勇敢。
Oh, how we need him now, especially in a dire situation like ours.
亦都系喺呢个疫情嘅当中，困难嘅当中，我哋能够学习。
For we ask for your presence to commune with you in Jesus' name, Amen.
我希望喺个情当中嘅时候，让主让我哋学习点样同你有沟通。我哋咁祈祷，奉教主耶稣名字祈求。